Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Nothing like an old familiar song, right?
Sing me the song, and I will dance. Hold me and never let me go on.
Oh, man, isn't that terrific? Memories flowing right now for you, huh? How about this tune?
Spinning not in all directions. No regrets, the power's no pain.
Okay, if your heart is warming up this morning, but your mind is drawing a blank a little bit, don't worry. They may sound like classics, but these songs are all new from an artist who, for many of us who lived through the 1980s, needs no introduction. Or maybe it's better to say he needs this introduction. Jenny, performed by Tommy Two-Tone, but written by Jim Keller. Keller is in the studio this morning to share his love for the pure pop song, the mysterious artistry it takes to create one. And Keller's second solo album since the Tommy Two-Tone days is Soul Candy. It comes out today, and those two songs were from that album. Jim Keller, congratulations and good morning.
Thank you, John. Good morning to you.
So what's it like to write classic pop tunes that attempt to rival, you know, what you did in the 1980s?
Well, you can't rival that, because part of it is that, what was I, 25, 26 when that was happening, and now I'm a little older than that.
But you never left music. You never left music.
Well, I did actually leave it.
Well,
I did.
You left playing, but you've
right.
repped for Philip Glass.
That's,
I mean,
right,
you've been
right.
in the business. Explain the road back.
Well, I did drop playing, which was the big part. You know, you can stay in the music business, but when you stop playing, you really, that was the bizarre thing. And that was almost 10 years, right? I literally didn't play at all.
And was that a response to something you wished would happen but didn't, or?
No, what I wished happened, but it was
right.
the entire cycle happened, the rise and the fall, you know, and then there was the, you know, whole period where after that I didn't, you know, couldn't really make a living and couldn't put it together. So I had to try to do something else. And I was fortunate enough to run into Philip and actually get a job and kind of create a life, got married, had a kid. And then, you know, it caught up with me because of not doing that. And then finally I had to, you know, leap back in the pool again.
So the narrative of this album and your first album, I think, actually answers this description as well, is the story of you learning how to just play and express just a pure love for songwriting.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely it. I think when you have success and then you know, the system is all set up to continue down that path and to, you know, write the next Jenny or have the next hits. And if you're fortunate, you can do that. But then when you don't, at a certain point for me, what happened is because I was making a living, I had the luxury of being able to get back to it on my own terms, and which is a luxury because, you know, if you have a string of hits and you have to keep going out and playing those string of hits, you're kind of can be dictated by that.
Well, you got a lot of great musicians on this album.
Yep.
You got a great
yep.
blurb on this album, which actually sounds a little bit like envy to me. Tom Waits said this, listening to Jim Keller's music makes me feel like I have big plans, no worries, and all of my hair. It sounds like Tom Waits wants to be you all of a sudden.
Well, he has more hair than I have anyway, so that's an unfair statement. But
well, let's listen to a song from the album.
We've been together can see right from wrong. We keep on fighting.
You're really going for a classic sound here, in terms of pop and rock and roll, it seems to me. Is that where you're most comfortable?
Well, yeah, that's where I gravitate. And I think, you know, if I tried to do something I wasn't comfortable with, it wouldn't make any sense to me, and then it wouldn't make any sense to anybody. So, it's not that you are what you eat, but when I sing, where I go and what melodies I gravitate towards is where I'm comfortable, and that's where I can express myself. If I tried to sound like James Taylor, it would be laughable. You know, I'm stuck with who I am, and I'm stuck with the melodies that work. I mean, it's weird. You can write, someone can have a brilliant song, and I can go, oh my God, I love that song. I want to try to sing it. And I'll try, and I can't get anywhere with it, just zero.
There's an authenticity to a popular song that's absolutely essential. But why is it that people love songs, but they don't necessarily love the songwriter? I'm thinking of Willie Nelson. Nobody cared about Willie Nelson when he was just a songwriter. When he became a celebrity, then people paid attention to him.
Yeah.
People fall in love with songs, and they fall in love with celebrities. But songwriters don't get a break.
Well, hopefully they do. Some of them do, you know. I mean, I have a without going crazy about this, I remember I met the guy that wrote Que Sera Sera, that hit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He also wrote Mona Lisa, the theme song to Mr. Ed and Bonanza.
The theme song to Mr. Ed.
Unbelievable. Anyway, he was like 90 years old when I met him. I was stuck at a party, and I thought, oh, my God, I got to talk to this guy. And then I realized who he was, and I remember saying to him, you know, Sly Stone did a brilliant version of Que Sera Sera, and he looked at me and went, man, he screwed up the words, but love those checks. So, I mean, you know, it was like, I mean, I was
songwriter
dying.
Getting a break.
Yeah, because, okay, this guy did okay, you know.
Can I ask, all the music we're playing is from Jim Keller's new album, Soul Candy. Can I ask who Modern Girl is about?
No. Well, yeah, you can. But, you know, I remember when I was coming in this morning, I'm saying, John is not going to ask me those questions. It's so whoever you want it to be.
There's a personal
me,
narrative. There we go. Yeah. We don't want to get you in trouble. Actually, we do want to get you in trouble. Jim Keller, songwriter of 867-5309, Jenny Fame, back with Tommy Tutone with a new album released today, Soul Candy. Jim Keller, thanks for your songs and for all songs.
Thank you, man.